Y'all, welcome to Regeneration. My name is John Elmore, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, I would say believing that there's life in that which God has freed me from. Hey, y'all, so good to be back here with you every Monday, and as a reminder for me, too, for what I just said. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about Penny in opening. That's my two-year-old daughter, and she's hilarious. Like, she's a live wire, always getting into things, really unpredictable little soul. And so a lot of times we'll hear her in a room or like put her down for a nap and we'll hear her talking. And she's like talking to someone or something and we have no idea what it is. And so we like crack the door and sure enough, she's just in there talking. We're like, okay, cool. She's got imaginary friends. And one time in particular, Laura was out with the other, was running errands. And it was just me and Penny at home. And I was in our bedroom, which is adjacent to Penny's. And I hear these words. Well, hey, how are you? Like in an adult voice, not Penny's voice. And like my heart stops and I'm like, someone is in the house. I run into the room and Penny's standing there just looking and talking with this voice. And I'm like, Penny, what was that? And she's like, lady talking or something. And I'm like, what lady? I'm like trying to figure out what it is. I literally search the whole house. Come back into her room, she's there in the crib, and she is having a little bit of a conversation with this. Y'all, it was the monitor in her room. Yeah, talk about freaking you out when your two-year-old daughter is talking to someone that's not there. So this isn't even a monitor, you know, some can like be hacked into, just parental advisory note, if you have one that hooks up to a webcam or whatever, or your phone, people do actually hack into those, creepy notice, but ours just picks up frequency. So when people drive by with their cell phone or on the radio or whatever, it's because her house is by the, or her room's by the street, it picks up the signal and like runs it right into Penny's room. And she just thinks it's like super fun and entertaining. She's just talking to people, looking up at the camera like, lady's voice, hi, how are you? And she's like, good, hi. I'm like, this is not how you raise a child. She's going to be like crazy when she grows up. And I thought about that this past weekend because I was like, man, I pick up different frequencies too. Like I picked up a really strong frequency yesterday. We were out of town for my grandfather-in-law's birthday. And on the drive home, you know, I've got screaming kids in the back. I'm like doing this, trying to feed them chicken nuggets. There's like three car seats across and someone dropped their water bottle. And so, I mean, like should have wrecked 100 times, crying, fussing, fighting over the grapes. And I'm starting to pick up a different frequency. There's a voice picked up in my system that's saying, man, wasn't life easier when on a Sunday, at this time, on a sunny afternoon, you were half drunk on a patio, and life was easier. In fact, it was better. You were happier. You were funnier. You didn't have stress in your life. You could do whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted. And y'all, I'm going 80 miles an hour down the highway with my family in tow, and I am daydreaming about the good old days of drinking and how good it would be again, how it would take away all my pain, all my stress, all my trouble. And finally, I'm like, I've got to get this out. So I was like, hey, sweetheart, Laura's trying to juggle the kids too. I was like, I need to tell you something real quick. I was like, this is what's going on in my head. I just got to get this out. And then she starts telling me, man, you know those are lies. That is not true. It would kill you. That stuff was destroying you. It ruined your life. It never made it better. And she's starting to let me know that's a frequency that is not God, that is not good for you and is helping me in that moment. And I bring that up, y'all, because that's so much of what we're doing here at Regeneration. As you're like, hey, I just need to let you into my thought life or my weekend plans and what that looked like, because there were some other frequencies that I think did not belong there, whether they were coming from Satan or the world or my own fleshly desires. I mean, we got all these different frequencies that are flooding in, and we sometimes can't discern, like, the good thinking, the bad thinking, the crazy thinking. And so we need each other. And that's a gift here within Regeneration, that we can come together and discern the error, the uninvited frequencies that are speaking lies to us that don't belong there, just like the voices coming over pennies. And so as I was sitting there thinking about it, once my head got straight, the Lord brought to mind Psalm 73. And we don't have time to read through it all together, but Psalm 73, written by Asaph, is really parallel to what I just experienced Sunday with the lies and thinking like, man, those were the good old days. And so I think I'm on the wrong page. I was like, that's not Psalm 73. Totally different passage. Here's one of the verses that he writes. He says, this is what the wicked are like, always carefree. They increase in wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure. And that's like where I was. But then you jump to verse 21. It says, when my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. That's how I was yesterday. Yet I'm always with you. You hold me by your right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail as it did yesterday, but God is the strength of my heart, my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. And I have written above that in my Bible, I've written right above that, that for the unbeliever, for those who reject God, this life is as much heaven as they will ever see. This is as good as it gets for the unbeliever. This is the only slice of heaven that they will ever see. But for the believer, this is as much hell as we will ever see. If you've trusted in Christ, this is as much hell as you will ever see, and it is only upside from here as we walk with God. And so I don't have to find peace in a bottle. You don't have to find peace in porn or in control or anxiety or whatever else it may be, whatever other frequencies pour in. But that we come here, we dispel whatever false frequencies there are, and we run homeward with Christ and each other. So welcome to Regeneration.